You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The European Football Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
To the William Hill European Football Podcast, Alex Dunn and Steve Harrison with you to look ahead to the best of the weekend's action. Well, I say the weekend, we're going to look at Sunday's games, and Sam Norris will be along shortly to look at the best of Saturday's games. Good afternoon, Mr. Harrison. How are you?
Good afternoon. I'm good, thank you. Looking forward to our last weekend of football before another international break.
Yeah, they're coming around quite quickly, aren't they?
And if it wasn't uninspiring enough having Sam Allardyce's first game as England manager, we've now got Gareth Southgate's first game as England manager to look forward to.
The good times just keep on coming, don't they, England fans? Yeah, it's we won't be here next week. We'll be back in a fortnight. But we've got a bumper edition, haven't we, this week, because there's some cracking games to look forward to.
Yeah, they seem to have come up with a good lot this weekend.
Mm. We're going to start in... we'll start in Spain with Valencia against Atleti. As I said, we're going to focus on Sunday's game. Sam will be along to look at the Saturday game shortly. Valencia-Atleti then, 11 o'clock on Sunday morning. Valencia 7-2, the draw 12-5, and Atleti are 10-11. Coming into this, Valencia, a side that have featured quite a lot so far on our podcasts. Yeah, already gone through a managerial change so far this season, but they've now won the last two in the league against Alaves and Leganes. Granted, they're sides that you'd probably expect them to beat, but at least they're beating somebody, because in the last season and a bit, that hasn't really been the case. Atleti, business as usual, really, isn't it? 1-0 win against Deportivo, as we said, really. Yep. They always just get the job done. And they followed that up with a really good win in midweek in the Champions League against Bayern. Surprise, surprise, 1-0 at home. They've only conceded two goals so far in their six league games. We know exactly what they do, but they are away from home here, and that's where they're going to slip up if they are going to. They are just odds on, which I thought was fair.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, if I'm looking at backing any of the sides in this, the 10-11 looks the most appealing to me. Like you said, six clean sheets in eight in all competition, Atletico. And you said we've talked about Valencia a lot, and the go-to bet has been both teams to score because they've been conceding a lot, scoring a lot. They're now on one clean sheet in 34 in La Liga. They've picked up a couple of wins, but both teams to score is not one you normally think about for Atletico at all, is it?
No.
So, might have to change tack a bit. So, it looks like they're going to appoint Cesare Prandelli. I'm not sure if that will be done by Sunday. So, he's got an interesting record. Was Italy manager for the Euros where they reached the final, but also Italy manager for the World Cup where they got knocked out in the group stage with England, with Costa Rica and Uruguay going through. So, it'll be interesting to see what he does. I've spoken about the defence before. That's what needs tightening up, and I think he's probably a good man to do it. So it's a tricky one. It's the tough defence against the one that can't stop conceding. I guess when you're playing Atletico, it's probably a decent time. Barcelona away last midweek, a solid 1-0 win against Depor at the weekend, and then another 1-0 against Bayern. If you're playing them, maybe this is a good time, but I'm with Atleti on this, I must admit.
Yeah, me too, absolutely. And I often find, I must confess, I've got no research to back this up, but the early game in Spain can be a little bit slow. Just a little bit sleepy almost. As you see anywhere, sometimes the lunchtime kickoff in England is a little bit, just a tad ponderous sometimes. And particularly with Atleti, you are tempted to play unders, aren't you?
Yeah, absolutely. I think last week we looked at unders and it came in. And I think they probably were made to work a little bit harder than they would have liked. Normally they get the 1-0 and then just sit back and take it easy. But they had to work for that one. I think it's probably a fair point about the early game in Spain. And I don't know how much of a factor the heat will be as well. Unders would probably be the pick in this. Although, like I said, Valencia are more than capable of conceding a shed load of goals.
7-10 it is for under 2.5. Atleti to win and under 2.5 goals is 11-4. If you want to combine two of Steve's thoughts there on that one. What should we do? We're going to stay in Spain for the 7:45 kickoff. This is Celta Vigo against Barcelona on Sunday. Vigo are 7-1, the draw is 4s, and Barcelona in the betting at 2-5. Should be a really interesting clash, this, because Celta Vigo are a side that I really do enjoy watching, as are Barca, obviously. Vigo beat them last year, didn't they? 4-1, and were very, very impressive in this fixture. They've started the season in so-so form, disappointing to start with, but have bounced back with 2 wins on the spin. Of course, they're in Europe this year. We record this on Thursday afternoon, so before their Europa League exploits. Barca, we know, came from behind to win at Mönchengladbach in midweek. They come here off the back of a 5-0 win at Sporting Gijón last time. I must confess, I wasn't madly taken by Barca at 2-5 here, and I think when you're backing something at 2-5, you have to be pretty sure that it's going to, well, that it's a banker, basically. But Barca away from home, again, if they're going to slip up, these are the kind of games that they have done in the past.
Yeah, exactly. And well, saying it was a good time to be playing Atletico, the same goes for Barca. So they had that 1-1 draw with Atleti last midweek. Obviously, then the 5-0 at the weekend didn't seem to affect them too much. But they were made to work in the Champions League. Mm. You know, if you've got to face them twice a season, there's question marks. Messi's not there. And Suarez and Neymar are going to be heading off to South America after this, where they are the main men for their countries. And a lot of pressure on them. I don't know how much that'll be on their mind, that they need to stay fit. So if there's ever a good time to play Barcelona, then this might just be it for Atletico. For Celta, sorry. as you say, 4-1 last season. Barca obviously come into this in decent form as well. They've kept 5 clean sheets in the last 6 away in La Liga. Mm. So maybe they'll keep it solid. And Celta, I guess goals is the place that I'd be worried for them. Nolito going was such a big miss. They already had Aspas and Gradetti there. They brought in Giuseppe Rossi as well. But the goals aren't quite coming yet. So, I'm not crazy about Barca. It's probably the conditions for an upset, but I'm not sure that Celta will quite have enough.
You look at Rossi, Aspas and Guidetti, obviously all had some experience in the British game to differing degrees of success. Even if you think, well, maybe, perhaps they could do something. They are up against Barcelona. And quite simply, when Barca turn it on, there's very few teams in the world can begin to live with them. That said, I would be looking at a pro Vigo market here. Maybe them just to get on the score sheet, maybe, or just something like that. Vigo plus 2 goals is 8-13. I'd probably rather back that than Barca at 2-5, to be honest.
Yeah, but I think so. I can definitely see that. I fancy Barca to sneak through it, but maybe not in the style. Just there's enough question marks over them that you probably don't want to be piling into the 2-5.
So maybe Barca and unders, 16-5, maybe a 1-0 or a 2-0.
Yeah, that sounds all right.
Could be. If you do fancy Barca and overs, that's 4-5, which is a little bit on the skinny side, but that's reflected in Barca's outright price at 2-5. And if you are looking for goal scorers, Luis Suarez 4-6, Neymar 17-20 any time. Arda Turan scored in midweek, he's 17-10 if he gets a nod. The likes of Rakitic at 23-10 may tempt a few, but as always, you do get skinny prices, don't you, on Barca players, particularly when they're this price.
It might be worth waiting for team news on that. Obviously, Messi's not there, and just see who fits in there. If Arda Turan plays as part of the three, then at 17-10, if you compare it to the other two of that three, that will sound all right.
Yeah.
And the same goes for Rafinha as well. I think he's in about 23-10 any time.
19-10
any time.
So certainly some value to be found, but we'll wait on team news to go for the goal scorers. But a narrow Barca win, then, we'll say. Not the best 2-5 that you'll ever see. The final game we're going to look at is Roma against Inter. We're jumping to Italy for this one, 7:45 on Sunday. Roma are 21-20. The draw is 13-5, and Inter Milan in the betting at 13-5 as well. Roma, as we've already mentioned on this podcast, they're in action in the Europa League against Astra on Thursday evening. We don't know how they get on because we're recording this beforehand, but Roma very, very solid at home. We know that. We know how good they are at home, and their last league defeat at home came to Atlanta last November, so they've almost gone a full calendar year without a home league defeat. Inter, well, who knows what they're going to do, to be honest. I don't have a clue. They don't have a great record here. Their last league win was back in 2008 at Roma. As such, I'd probably be leaning towards Roma. Well, I say they've got a poor record at Roma. They've got a good record in the head-to-heads of late, but at the San Siro, which, of course, this is not being played at. I think Roma are the most likely winners here. But again, the price is, it's so-so. It's 21-20. It's just odds against. It's going to attempt a few in. I'd say I'd maybe want it a little bit bigger before I start getting involved.
I think so. You just do not know what you're going to get with Inter. And we've seen what was coming with them previously this season. And we've had our fingers burnt as well. You just don't know who's going to turn up. I think
drew at home to Bologna, didn't they, last weekend?
Exactly. Which really disappointing, having come off a couple of an away win and that win against Juventus, where we both really like Juventus as well. The one thing this game looks to have for me is goals. So these are the two teams with the most shots in the whole of Serie A. And actually, they're two of the top five in the whole of Europe's top five divisions for shots taken. Mm-hmm. Only Real Madrid have had more shots this season than Roma. So it looks like it might be quite an open one. Roma have gone over 3.5 goals in five out of their six games this season in Serie A. Like you said, brilliant home record. So I can see goals. And that, again, I'll go back to what I said last week. When you see goals in an Inter game, Mauro Icardi's the man. I think Roma should have too much for them, depending on which Inter turn up. But if Inter are scoring goals, it's going to be Icardi. He's got six out of the eight they've scored in the league this year, which is 75% of the goals, which is, I wouldn't expect them to keep that up all season. But he might be a kind of maybe Higuain standard last year, where he got about 50% of Napoli's goals. So it might be worth keeping an eye on Icardi here.
13-10 to score any time, 9-2 first and last. Short price, but deservedly so, isn't it?
Absolutely. His record speaks for itself. And I'd fancy Roma to edge it. I think there'll be goals. Both teams look likely to score, but that's certainly reflected in the price, and that is short enough for me to stay away, really.
Yeah, certainly. Okay, plenty of markets to get your teeth stuck into, though, on the Roma-Inter game, and, of course, every other game across Europe this weekend. Let's talk naps, then, Steve. What's your best bet this
weekend? So I'm not going to look at one of the games we've already spoken about. It is in Ligue 1 on Sunday afternoon, and it's the Angers against Marseille match. I think I've mentioned this on previous podcasts, but Marseille, brilliant goal scorers away from home. So they've scored in the last 20 away in Ligue 1 in a row. Both teams have scored in 9 out of 10 of those games. Angers not kept a clean sheet in their last 5 at home. Both teams have scored in 3 of the last 4. You can see where I'm going with this. Both teams are scoring that game. And with those stats in mind, 21-20, odds against, sounds a really decent bet to me. And this is one of these markets where it's generated from inputs that might be based on the league as a whole rather than the individual teams. I don't think that'll be odds against come kickoff of the game. So, that looks a really solid bet to me.
Okay, snaffling the odds against, 21-20 on Angers against Marseille, both teams to score. My nap will be Atleti to win to nil at Valencia. It's just one of those games. I think it will be fairly slow, fairly pedestrian. Like you said, Valencia, it's so unlikely that they're going to keep a clean sheet, which does make it difficult to play the unders, perhaps, because you already know that there's a goal, if you like, before you've even started. But we know Atleti are so good at keeping clean sheets. I think this could be 1-0 and they just sneak it. At the same time, it wouldn't surprise me at all if they grab a couple late on as well. You see Valencia sometimes mentally, they're very, very weak. And if Atleti were to go, I saw 3-0, I think, is 14-1. I'm not going to put forward a nap selection on a correct score, but genuinely, I think there's worse 14-1 shots out there. I think Atleti will win this fairly comfortably, regardless of the scoreline, if that makes sense.
Yeah, and we've got some decent enhanced odds on that game actually as well. Griezmann, another guy that scores goals, 5 in 5 this season. The enhanced odds for Griezmann to score and Atletico to win, 3-1 from 19-10.
Yeah.
Tempting. Again, I'm not going to put the big price up for the nap, but it's certainly one to look at.
Mm. So my nap, I will go Atleti to win to nil at 2-1, but yeah, there's certainly some tempting correct scores in there. Very tempting indeed. Right, thank you very much, Steve.
Thank you.
That's Steve's thoughts on Sunday's action. We'll now hand to Sam Norris for his thoughts on the best of Saturday's games, his nap selection as well. Whisper it quietly, but we all had losing naps last week, so hopefully we can bounce back here. Over to you, Sam.
Thank you very much, Alex. We're looking ahead to Saturday night in Europe, and I've picked out another three bets which I think could be worthy of your attention. We begin in Germany, where there's a couple of games that have caught my eye this week, starting with Hertha Berlin at home to Hamburg. Hertha made a storming start to the season and were going toe-to-toe with Bayern Munich at the top of the table for the first few weeks until they were firmly put in their place by the German champions a couple of weeks ago. They almost bounced straight back to winning ways after being chinned by a last-minute equaliser away at Eintracht Frankfurt last week, who have also started the season very well, to be fair to them. But now back on home soil after back-to-back away games, I'm convinced that they regain the winning thread against the Hamburg side, who have been rubbish in the first 5 weeks of the season. And at 21-20, I'll be napping Hertha this week. Prior to meeting Bayern, they'd won their first three games of the season and have still only conceded once at home this term, whereas Hamburg haven't even scored a goal for 300 minutes of football. And despite almost taking a point at home from Bayern last week, their away form is usually pretty poor, so I'm not too worried about that battling display. They've scored just twice and have picked up just 1 point in the Bundesliga so far, and we made a nice profit opposing them against Leipzig a couple of weeks ago when they were flipped 4-0, and I'm more than happy to take them on again. Vedad Ibisevic has hit the ground running for Hertha after a successful loan spell last season. He scored 3 times in 5 games since making the permanent move, and the veteran scored a brace in the draw with Frankfurt last week. He's 6-4 any time and can be backed in a Hertha win at 23-10, which are both solid ways into this match if the 21-20 doesn't appeal, but it really should. They've looked a different league to Hamburg this season, and I'll be napping Hertha Berlin on the outrights this week. Sticking in Germany now, we've got a real cracker in prospect at 5:30 with Borussia Dortmund travelling to Bayer Leverkusen. And this is one of those rare occasions where we see Dortmund at odds against in a league game, and I have to take them at 23-20. Their response to the shock defeat away at Leipzig has been fantastic, thumping Legia Warsaw and Darmstadt 6-0 in the space of 3 days. They then went on to put 5 past Wolfsburg and 3 past Freiburg in the league, and a spirited 2-2 draw with Real Madrid in midweek via a late André Schürrle goal means they'll be coming into this game full of confidence. Leverkusen have had a lukewarm start to the season and lie 10th after 5 games with 7 points after league defeats to Frankfurt and Mönchengladbach. They're yet to hit full pace this season and also drew their Champions League match in midweek, but were on the receiving end of a late goal, so I'm not sure how good they'll be feeling welcoming a rampant Dortmund this weekend. That being said, Bayer haven't lost at home since March, but Dortmund did come here and win last season via an Aubameyang strike, and I'd take him to score again. He's picked up this season where he left after last with 4 goals in his last 3 games. It's 7-10 for him to score any time, which is a skinny price, but he'd be top of my list for any time options. Another bet worthy of serious consideration is Dortmund to win and over 2.5 goals, which is 7-4. No prizes for guessing how I arrived at this bet. It's landed in 4 of their 5 Bundesliga games this season. And although they face tougher opposition here in Leverkusen, after both sides' midweek exploits, there might just be a little bit more space for the strikers. And with that in mind, I also like the 3-1 on offer that Aubameyang and Javier Hernandez get on the score sheet. We spoke about Aubameyang's form, and Hernandez is probably in even better nick. It's 5-4 for the Mexican, including a hat-trick in their last league game. So getting 3-1 about both sides' main men to score looks a nice way in. But I'm pro-Dortmund here and throw them into the treble at 23-20. The last bet this week comes from Italy, with Udinese welcoming Lazio. The home side are on a 3-game winless streak in Serie A after defeats to Chievo and Sassuolo, either side of a draw with Fiorentina. They did squeeze past Milan before that, but have also been walloped by Roma this season. And to be honest, they're just not the force of old. Lazio made a fair start to the season, and although they've been beaten by Juve and Milan, I think these results are probably forgivable, and they've won 2 of their last 3 going into this one, so I just favour Lazio on the outrights. But two of their three wins this year have come at home, and I'd rather back them on the outrights on home soil. So I'll go both teams to score here at 4-5. Lazio haven't kept a clean sheet away from home in six Serie A games. And Udinese have kept just one clean sheet in their last six at home in the league. But they've also scored in all six of those, and Lazio have registered in four of their last five away from home. So I slightly favour Lazio for the win here, but it may be worth having a small go on them to win and both teams to score at 19-5 for this one. But they are difficult to trust completely on the road. The goals are shared out fairly equally by both sides, and if you're looking for a goal scorer bet here, Duvan Zapata might be the man. He's on loan from Napoli and has notched in Udinese's last two games. He's also opened the scoring on both occasions, and for him to score first here, it's 13-2, which could be the answer in the goal scorer market. But I'll go both teams to score at 4-5 here. Neither do clean sheets very often, and both have a good record of scoring, so I'll swerve the outrights completely and take the 4-5 on offer that both teams get on the score sheet. So the treble this week, the Nap selection are Hertha at 21-20. I'll go for Dortmund at 23-20. And finally, both teams to score between Udinese and Lazio at 4-5. But that treble is slightly bigger than a 13-2 poke. Best of luck with all of your bets this week.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill. Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with four or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops, stop.